Your name is the light that is shining. Questions, and the questions were, I see that when you're going through trials and tribulations, it suddenly feels like the Lord stood aback. All of a sudden, it feels like you're searching and yet you can't find. And he began to explain some things to me. He said, in the making of the Lord, of you, for him, the seasons in your life, when they are not temptations, they are tests. When he takes you to the valley and he leaves you, he takes away his grace to see what you would do, your decisions, the decisions you would make if he is not there. Would you still like choose the Lord even when you're in trials and in temptation? Because I was confused. I wanted to know why is it that when you're in the storm, suddenly it feels like the Lord is silent. And I began to ask, I think I asked over and over again, where are you? Why are you quiet? Why are you not saying? He watched over Job to see if Job would still stay. You might be in a valley season and it looks as if the Lord is not saying anything, he's not speaking. But the truth is that he will never give you a test that is beyond your capacity. He has made you to be able to withstand. And do you know the truth? He made a provision lest you dash your foot against the stone. I realized that the Lord never leaves. It's just like when your child is 1 year and they're trying to walk. You leave their hands and permit them to take a step. Your reason for not holding their hands is not because you hate them. It's because you're permitting them to take a step by themselves. But you're around, trying to see if perhaps they try to fall, you can't. But the absence of no hand touching you is a very crazy place to be. But I know that if you at least, or perhaps somewhere fall, there's always a mighty hand that is bigger than yours to take you up in his embrace. So I speak as one who has come out of a deadly season and have come into light. I speak as one who has doubted the love of God, that doubted the office of the Father, because I felt like God was nowhere to be found. And I realized that he was making. He was allowing the child to take his baby steps. Let faith arise in you. Let hope awaken on your inside. I'm a testament of a man who has run through trials and come out in the fullness of the love of God. It's something that this season does to you. He sharpens your axe. He brings you to a reality that God is good. Another thing that I learned recently is that if God does 99 things for you and you don't get to learn of the one who is doing it, and the day he refuses to do one, you realize and think that he's not good. What happened is that you embrace the goodness but not the personality of the one who is good. Because if you know his personality, you will know that if he doesn't do one, he's in his nature to be good. He's not conscious. He's not like he wants to be wicked. It's that there is a nature of God. You know, recently I started saying God is good. It's not just good, God is willing. So take your eyes again off the storm. You realize that if only you can take your eyes off the storm and set it upon the one who called you beyond the shores, you'll realize that there is a mighty hand that can pull you up even when you are sinking. He is safety. He is God all by himself. He's the one who decides to choose even before you come to the awareness of choosing him back. Season is that you come out being brave. You make me brave. You make me brave. You call me out beyond the shores into the waves. You make me brave. You make me brave. No fear. not against us. Champion of heaven, you made a way for us to enter into your love. Wave after us. Precious, precious. Everything that the Lord does is good. He is good, and his mercy is endures. Endures hardness. Endures action. Endures the storm. Endures tears. So it doesn't matter what befalls you. There is nothing that befalling a man that has not been recorded before. There is nothing that takes him by surprise. You make me brave. I stand before you now. The greatness of your I'm not afraid to die. of the Lord are here. Many years old.